This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
Today, Samsung is releasing a new smartwatch called the Gear S2. Not all of us may be wearing a smartwatch yet, but lots of companies think wearable technology is at the brink of something big. Market intelligence company IDC predicts this year alone, we'll see the wearable market grow 170%. Other estimates suggest wearables could be a $50 billion a year industry within 5 years. The question is whether Samsung can get a piece of that $50 billion pie. Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
There is lots to like about Samsung's new watch, says analyst Ramon Lamas of IDC, but the big glaring flaw is this.
It runs on a platform called Tizen.
Tai what, you may be asking? It's Samsung's own operating system, not the more popular Android platform.
It's not a platform that droves and droves of developers are driving towards.
That's important because developers make apps, and apps make things like smartwatches useful and popular. That's helped the Apple Watch, says James McQuivy of Forrester Research.
We're seeing Apple Watch benefit from the attention given to it by Starwood Hotels, Foursquare, who are trying to make the watch basically a substitute phone.
Globally, Apple has sold an estimated 3.5 million watches so far. That's a failed smartphone, but pretty good for a wearable device. Ramon Lama says we're paying attention to smartwatches. We're just not sold yet.
What a lot of people are asking is, well, what else can I do with them?
Lama says as more developers build apps, we'll start to get some answers and more users. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.